A reading from the book of Exodus. When Moses came to the people and related all the words and ordinance of the Lord, they all answered with one voice, "We will do everything that the Lord has told us." Moses then wrote down all the words of the Lord, and rising early the next day, he erected at the foot of the mountain an altar and 12 pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. Then, having sent certain young men of the Israelites to offer holocausts and sacrifice young bulls as peace offering to the Lord, Moses took half of the blood and put it in large bowls. The other half he splashed on the altar. Taking the book of the covenant, he read it aloud to the people, who answered, "All that the Lord has said, we will heed and do." Then he took the blood and sprinkled it on the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words of his." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, when Christ came as high priest of the good things that come to be, passing through the greater and more perfect tabernacle not made by hands, that is, not belonging to this creation, he entered once for all into the sanctuary, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, thus attaining eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of a heifer's ashes can sanctify those who are defiled so that their flesh is cleansed, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the internal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciousness from dead works to worship the living God? For this reason, he is mediator of a new covenant. Since a death has taken place for deliverance from transgressions under the first covenant, those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them, and said, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
These words are taken from the first reading that we heard proclaimed. Then Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you." Lifeblood. It's certainly something we don't talk about every day, and probably hardly at all, the word blood. Whenever we think of blood, we probably think of a gory movie, or perhaps someone was in an accident, or you cut your hand. And we see the bad effects of perhaps blood or diseases that are blood found in blood. But if you just take a quick look at the veins in your hands, you know that the blood that carries through all of your part of your body is for life. Blood is so necessary that it takes that oxygen throughout the body so that we will live. It is truly one of the vital parts of the function of our body. Two of my uncles on my mother's brothers used to give blood and did so for decades. Whenever there was a need, they always gave blood, not in any competition, but they felt the need to help somebody else who was in need of blood. That was life-giving. We always hear of life or death of blood, but here we hear of life-giving and so many other ways in which it is given to help someone live. Unfortunately, one of my uncles, who was also my godfather, came down with multiple myeloma, a disease of the blood, and the other one came down with cancer. Lifeblood. We know how necessary it is to have the blood flow through our veins. And we celebrate today as a theme for the Holy Eucharist what Christ had done for us. By his dying on the cross and shedding his blood, it gave us life and the possibility of life eternal. Today, as we heard our first reading taken from the book of Exodus, we hear of the situation in which the covenant was going to be sealed once again. Sacrifice of an animal was not uncommon for the Israelites. When God had asked Cain and Abel to offer their sacrifices to him, what Abel had done, it was chosen his best lamb to be sacrificed, to show praising God. In other parts of the Old Testament, sacrifice was offered to appease God and ask God for mercy. It was only until about the time of the prophets that all of a sudden sacrificing of animals and of fruits was kind of done away with. Because God had revealed to the prophets he was not really interested in sacrifices, but most so people turning their hearts back to God. But in our passage for today, we hear that Moses had gone up to the mountain, had encountered God, which we call theophany. And in that theophany, God had revealed once again himself to him. And in doing so, what he was going to have him do was enter this covenant relationship. The first covenant was with Abraham. And when Moses came down, he revealed what God had said, that he wanted the people to be drawn into a loving relationship once again with him. God would be their God, and they would be his people. They accepted and said, "We will do everything that the Lord tells us to do." And so, in order to seal the covenant, a life of an animal was to be shed. This case, a bull was offered, and we heard how Moses had saved half the blood in bowls, while the other half was sprinkled on the altar. Sprinkling on the altar was to remind them that this animal was sacrificed. But as we heard, and it sounds kind of gruesome, he took the rest of the blood in the bowls and sprinkled it on the people to say, because of this animal was sacrificed, you will now know life through God. So as we tie that to the Holy Eucharist, we remember that the Lord Jesus gave himself freely upon the cross, and he shed his blood to seal the everlasting covenant that God would make with his people. As we heard in our gospel passage for today, this is the new and everlasting covenant. No more covenants would be made. This would be the last. This would prove that God indeed is our God, our loving God, and our dear God, and we are to be his dear people. There are many things we can say about the Holy Eucharist, but I hope that you would keep in mind what we heard today in our readings, and this one theme of the Eucharist: Christ shedding his blood for us, Christ giving up his life for us, so that we will live. We remember that so dearly and hope even vividly in our minds what Christ has done, as once again he offers himself to us and he's the one who is offering, so that you and I can have the tremendous privilege, if we're worthy, to receive him. Christ giving his blood. Christ shedding his blood for you and me, so that we will know that in emptying himself and the one who rose from the dead is the one who will feed us and nourish us and lead us to him, so that we will hope to have life eternal with him in heaven, all because he gave his life and shed his blood on the cross.